You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Dash and beautiful Pearl City Click Bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99. And get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents. And 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Talented People. Hello, how are you today? It's already the 27th of January. Like, oh my God, how is it possible that we're looking at February 2016 already? I honestly do not know. Well, since last week, we all had to endure the snowstorm blizzard. So just in case you're wondering, I have brought a very talented individual coming on, calling in at 4 o'clock today. Right now, we're getting ready to talk to an author who I absolutely adore. His book is called Statesmen and Mischief Makers, and it's like perfect timing with all of the politics going on out there in election. His name is Scott Crass, and he's literally written this. He's got 3 volumes to his books, and I'm going to let him tell you all about them. But I think you're going to enjoy this segment from 3 to 4 on Talented People. And then from 4 to 5, I want you to know, have you ever heard of a property adjustment company? Because this is a company that you should learn about and call before you call your insurance company, because they're specialists at making sure that whatever you tell your insurance company, they tell them and not you. And they know all the ins and outs because they used to work there and or whatever. So we're going to learn all about that. I'm totally fascinated, as you know, by that whole industry. We just had a snowstorm. A lot of you guys probably have claims out there and you don't know what to do or wonder if there are even something you can claim. And we're going to learn all about that at 4. Right now, I'm going to tell you about the news and weather. It's 3:04 again on January 27th, and this is the weather forecast for the central New Jersey area. Thank you so much for listening in. I really appreciate it. Colleen and I, my business partner at Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR, really appreciate, you know, how many of you download and forward and listen to what we're doing, and we really do appreciate it. So today, if you're listening in the New Jersey area, mostly sunny with a high about 39. It's actually kind of gorgeous out right now with the snow and everything. So it's just a west wind 9 to 9 miles per hour maximum. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 20. So it's going to be cool again tonight. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Friday, partly sunny again with a high of about 39. So we're not that bad. And then 18 on Friday night, partly cloudy, partly sunny again with a high of 37 on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a low about 28 on Saturday night. Sunday is going to be partly sunny all day with a high of 46 and then mostly cloudy with a low of 32. So it's kind of mild. I think that we're lucky, actually, for January. So we're going to go to a real quick break, and then we're going to start our conversation with Scott Crass, who's calling in from Plainsboro, New Jersey, or South Brunswick, to tell us about his books.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome to Talented People. We're running down a dream around here. I hope you are too. Our guest today, oh, he's just so great, okay? His name is Scott Crass on Talented People. Talented People Radio 308 on January 7th, 2016. Hope you're having a great day. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest today really is just an amazing person. His name is, again, Scott Crass, and he's written three books. We're focusing on Volume 1 and Volume 2 right now, but he'll tell you all about Volume 3. It's called Statesmen and Mischief Makers. If you could find a better title, I don't know where. And you can follow us along if you'd like to visit his website. Again, Statesmen and Mischief Makers. And pretty much, you know, Scott's first word could have easily been politics. You know, he's a passion for politics, and he has been fueled by his first book on the United States presidents, which his mom gave him, Madeline's her name, when he was the young age of five. And he quickly tore through the pages, prompting his mom to buy him a replacement. So he's here on the line calling in from South Brunswick area of New Jersey. Hi, Scott.
Hi, nice to be here, Jeannie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's totally our pleasure. You have so much to share, and we just love your personality and the way that you interpret stories and what you do to go back and find out what's going on with everyone. So
I got you. Did anybody tell you you'd make a good promotional coordinator?
No. Maybe I'll try that. Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, let's start off from the beginning. I mean, I just love the story about you and your mother, Madeline, giving you this little book when you're 5 years old and your favorite word, politics. Tell us about what it was like for you to be young and how you got into politics as far as writing and observing and contributing as much as you have.
Well, you know, the ironic thing is, sitting in my bedroom making this call now, I'm literally holding the book in my hand.
So am I.
All the smudge marks and the bent pages and even the drawings that you can imagine a five-year-old made, all the doodles that I did that.
So, that's so great.
It really just started. I didn't, don't even think I knew what a president was before she gave me a book. And we reviewed each one together, the obscure presidents and the famous ones alike. And that just made me interested in everything there was to know about the presidents. And I wanted to just know every story that there was to know. I studied up on their background. I talked to my friends about presidents. I think even as only a five-year-old did, I invented games with presidents just so I could remember them. And I didn't really know what it was all about at that time, you know, the impact of decisions, the monumental happenings that was going to consequences of decisions, but it was just something that I took a liking in, and gradually I just became to broaden my horizons into other things involving presidents, like politics, local political scene, Congress, etc. So I think from the presidency went to Congress. Usually that's the reverse, but I think that's really what happened.
Oh, my goodness. I just can picture you there, like you said, taking the interview because you had to call from a landline, running back to your house, find the book. You know, you just have what I love about you and about the book as well. And I want everybody to know, again, we're talking to Scott Crass here about his books. There's more than one. We're talking about volume one and two today. He's going to tell you a little about three, but they're called Statesmen and Mischief Makers, right?
Yeah.
And so if you want to look on his website, you can actually buy the book, one of them, or two, or three, down the road, and find out more about him. But Scott, before we get into the details, tell everybody out there a little bit about, you know, the extraordinary amount of content. How many pages? What's the price, pretty much? And where, you know, other than going to your website, which, again, the books are available at fine bookstores, online almost anywhere. But if you want to go to his website, make it easy. You can follow us along today. Tell us about, like, because I'm holding the book, not your book when you were a kid, but yours. And it's just like, how could you possibly, you have like almost 830 pages on volume one here, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you. You didn't know you were a championship weightlifter, I'll tell you. Lift a book of that size, but it is quite lengthy. But that's part of the fun. It didn't quite start out that way, but I always compared it to a passenger train that starts out at a stop. And, you know, there are very few people on board the first stop, but as you're going along, traveling from station to station, you just pick up more people slowly, and then all of a sudden you have a full caboose. And that's really what these three volumes, in fact, that's why it became three volumes. It was only intended to be one, but that's really how that became to be, because I just kept, in my research, one piece of research would lead me to another figure, political figure, and I'm like, no, I have to cover him. I have to write about him. And you mentioned the amount of work. That wasn't so much the writing, although that I don't want to be dismissive on that. That really had to do with contacting family members and contacting newspaper publishers, asking for permission to use photos or seeing if I could have some photos donated.
Well,
that was really a time and a half.
Oh, my goodness. A time and a half is an understatement to also how to all of you out there.
The book is $23.99, just to answer your question.
Thank you.
And I always encourage people to use the Ex Libris website. That's Xlibris, because that's really where, you know, it's the most up-to-date volumes can be found.
Yes, and we also know that it's kind of difficult. Sometimes people spell that out. So it's like, just in case you missed it, you can go to Scott's website as well. But we're going to go to our first break, if you can believe it already, but we want to take time. You're going to want to listen to this next, like, 45 minutes, because listening to Scott, hearing his wit and also, like, the insight and what he had to do to gather 150-plus stories. We're just talking about one volume. We're going to get back to everything in a second. And what he had to go through and the experiences that he had in writing his books. You're just going to love the story. So just stand by. We'll be right back. They're very short breaks, talented people. It's already 3:14 in the afternoon. Hold on there, Scott. We'll be right back to you.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thanks again for listening. Colleen and I both appreciated it from Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. Our guest today is Scott Crass, and he's talking about his amazing books. He's got three. We're working with the first two right now. We'll keep posted on the third. But volume one and volume two, they're called Statesmen and Mischief Makers. Scott, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay, thanks again for the patience during that break. Tell everybody about, literally, okay, you have gone out and let's start with the Jersey Shore and how you kind of had to get your mindset together, and then explain what you did in volume one or volume two or both.
Well, volume one, you're talking about how I placed the characters, so to speak?
Yes, and also about what made you actually get focused, and then like you said, you didn't want to forget anyone, and then you had to think about it and then tell us the story. It's your story.
Yeah, I think volume one, I intentionally wanted to gear that towards the more famous unknowns, if that makes sense. And those are people who people might know their names. They might be household names. You could easily have heard of them. But you don't really know so much what they're all about. You don't really know how extraordinary the accomplishments were, the scope of their greatness, really. And in some cases, the greatness of the mischievous aspects of their life, hence the term mischief makers. Volume 2 is almost completely obscure characters. And they focus more on humorous anecdotes, so to speak, but no less important when it comes to contributions in many cases. I know one of my subjects, Mike Monroney, had a lot of influence on aviation legislation. But these are people that are almost completely unknowns and completely obscure. And volume three, which we're not really going to go into, but that's specifically on governors and mayors.
Yes.
So they set the theme for that.
And it does the theme. So if you're listening out there and you want to follow along with Scott as he journeys into the authoring world, as well as, talk about the books he has out there. But he has seriously, I want to say, the consideration when you actually hold the books in your hand or you look at them and read about them and order them, to not leave anyone out. And he was saying about household unknown names, you might know the name, might not even know, but you need to know about these people. So let's start with a few examples. And I also really want you to share with everyone again how it must have been to approach family from the beginning. Tell the story about where did you get the information? Because you actually went to each family to authenticate your work. Yeah, go ahead. Tell the story.
In many cases, I had to find family members through my subject's obituary. and in some cases, that was difficult because some of the characters' profiles, they had died 30 years ago. It was absolutely infuriating in some cases because there was one man, matter of fact, my first subject in Volume 2, Ken Gray from Illinois, he actually just passed away in July of 2014, a couple of months before I needed to get in touch with them. He had more than 10 family members listed. I couldn't get in touch with one of them, whether because it was just disconnected or because their numbers were unlisted or because people had moved. I finally was able to... I really had to become a detective and start calling the West Frankfort, Illinois Chamber of Commerce, the West Frankfort, Illinois Better Business Bureau, where, the town hall, et cetera.
Wow.
So that was difficult in itself. Would you believe, just one story, would you believe that there are a couple people that were easier to find who had their subjects who had died 30 years ago? I was reading the obituaries. I'm like, no, they, it's been 30 years. They had to have moved by now. All of a sudden, I'd call them based on looking them up and seeing that they were listed. They were still there. That was easier than finding somebody whose family members had died about 3 months before. So that could be infuriating in itself. Then once I got in touch with them, they'd have many more anecdotes, which was wonderful because it amplified the pieces in some cases. And then from there on in, the relationships just progressed to the point that I said, I'd say, I just need some photographs. Would you be able to spare some? And in many cases, if not all, they were more than happy to oblige.
I think that's the funniest thing to think about because, I mean, honestly, if you think about these people, and then you're going to tell us in a minute a couple of your favorite stories, and also, you know, how long ago they actually contributed so much, and you were the one who put their images in the history books here and remind everyone how important they were. But, you know, you just think about it. You look up something back from that old ago. I mean, people don't have landlines anymore. It's like cell phones. So
that in itself.
You know, yeah, I can imagine.
In one case, you know, I had a Google, and I obviously won't mention my mentioning her name because it's a funny story. Sister Catherine Patton, the daughter of a New Jersey legend, Ed Patton, who had Middlesex County. You know, he died in 1995. He had one living daughter, and I couldn't find her name, or I couldn't find her anywhere. So I happened to Google her, and a phone number came up for her, but it actually turned out to be a fellow nun, a totally different number in Queens. The reason her name, Sister Catherine's name, was mentioned was because she had been participating in a program that this other nun had had run, and I guess her name was in the article, but it was the other nun's phone number. But luckily, she never have found Catherine, who graciously called me back and obliged, and we forged a wonderful relationship. But it's stories like that really illustrate the Herculean task at times of finding relatives.
Absolutely. Now, give us an example of a story. Tell us one of your favorite stories, just to give people out there an idea what we're talking about for your book, Statesmen and Mischief Makers. Just tell us one story.
Cliff Hansen. This is a statesman to all extremes. I mean, a statesman of all statesmen. By the way, he was from Wyoming. He was a governor and a senator, and I think the state of Wyoming, the smallest populated state in the Union, produced more of my subjects than almost any other state. Perhaps.
Really? Why is that? Why is that?
Extraordinary people.
Wow.
But Cliff Hansen had a fascinating story. You know, he was somewhat dyslexic when he was a six-year-old, and he would get over his dyslexia by talking to his mule. He was a ranch farmer. His father was a ranch farmer in Wyoming, and he would often write speeches and read them to his livestock, his cows and his mules. And he decided, you know, you all hear the joke about Barack Obama. He wanted to become president at five. This guy, Cliff Hansen, wanted to become governor of Wyoming at six. he knew that, and he succeeded at a relatively young age. But what's so heartwarming about him was not just that. It's that his colleagues and constituents and employees alike would call him one of the nicest, most dearest men on Capitol Hill. He was such a wonderful person that when his staff would go into the cafeteria, the Senate cafeteria, to eat, they'd give him a little extra. They'd do him a little favor, maybe take him first in line when they found out that he worked for Cliff Hansen. That's how beloved he was. And then at the end of his night, he'd walk around his office, shake hands with each employee, say goodnight, and then ask the last person if he could just use their phone. Like they were really going to say no, they joke, but he'd pick up the phone and then he'd call his wife just to let him know that he was leaving the office and he'd be home shortly. That's the kind of person Cliff Hansen was, extraordinarily beloved, and he lived to be 97 and a half, and his last words, ever the farmer and ever the ranch handler, was whiskey.
I like him. I'm so glad you reminded us about him because he sounds like a friend of mine. Oh, my God. Wow. So, all right. So now
after the snowstorm this week, a lot of whiskey is going around.
Oh, you know it. You know it. So, Scott, again, like, you know, just it really is absolutely amazing what you have put together. And talk about the format of the book so people understand it's like they're individual stories and a little bit more about like when you had to outreach if you have a certain story in mind about talking to one of the family members. I'd love to hear that.
Well, as I said, Wilbur Mills, he was an extraordinarily accomplished legislator. They called him Mr. Chairman. He was the Ways and Means Committee Chair, which at the time, you know, committee chairs in Congress were everything. It's not like today, where the role has evaporated somewhat. Matter of fact, Wilbur Mills was talking about running for president in 1972, and one of his colleagues said to him, "Why would you want to seek the White House, Wilbur, and give up all the power that you have?" But he got into a little bit of trouble, the Fannie Fox episode. They used to call her the the Argentine firecracker. She was a stripper, and he was seeing her, and
oh
that
God.
Pretty much brought him down, particularly when he drove his car into the Titanic drunk one at 2 in the morning one night with Fanny Fox as one of his passengers.
Oh
so naturally, and you know, he realized he had a drinking problem, and incidentally, he really changed his life around. He recognized it, and he got help. But that, unfortunately, brought him down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the family members that I had a contact was his daughter. And I asked her, Ex Libris, incidentally, the reason I had a contact so many people was because Ex Libris required me to get permission from every single family member of a subject that I wanted to put on my cover.
Hi.
And as you can see, there are about 28 people on each cover.
That's cool that you
so
actually...
I reached out to his daughter, and she had said to me, you and I talked about this once before, but she had said to me, is the chapter going to be positive or negative?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had never really thought about that, and of course, what came to my mind at the moment, the time, was to say, positive, but in actuality, it really wasn't. So I went furiously to work one day, because I'm certainly not in good conscience going to ask somebody to sign off on something for their relative that's going to make them look bad.
Right.
So I went furiously to work. The chapter had been done illustrating 90% of it, you know, all of his accomplishments, and then putting at the end some of the mischievous stuff. And then I called his daughter back, and I said, you know, I want to be honest with you. My biographies, these are biographies, so I focus on both the positive and the negative. However, I'm going to word it in such a way that people are going to know the full story of Wilbur Mills, all of his accomplishments. I cannot leave out the events of 1974, but what I can do is amplify it so that everybody's going to know that while he made one or two mistakes, you know, he had an extraordinary life that was dedicated to helping people. And I emailed her the piece, and I was kind of expecting her to say, well, you know, I'm sorry, I really would prefer not to participate. Instead, she told me, and I'll never forget this, she said to me, Scott, you just brought tears of joy to my my heart, because I know my father made some mistakes, but his whole life was dedicated to helping people. And she approved my whole piece, minus one sentence that she asked me to take out, and I graciously obliged. She approved my whole piece on the spot. And subsequently gave me pictures of him for me to use, too.
Oh, my God.
So that really
God.
Goes to show the extent of me courting these people and really doing my best to humanize it and abide by their wishes.
Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, like, I think just being on that side of that person, you know, for her to get the phone call and, you know, maybe be a little skeptical and then let you go away. And then the way that you write and the way that you find the positives and the negatives, but you've placed them in the most favorable light and with a little bit of funny where you have a chance. I mean, for that, for her to put like her endorsement on it, like you said, and just be like, you know, teary eyed. I mean, I just can't imagine the experience of writing this and the other two books. I mean, it just must be so rewarding. And, you know, it's kind of funny, like you were talking about, like, you have X number of pages, and then, again, there's so many people, like, you don't want to leave anyone out. So we're going to let you think about that for a second. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's 3:28 already on January 27th, and we're going to go to our news and weather real quick. Our guest on the phone is Scott Crass, and he is the author of a series of three books, but there's two that we're talking about today, Volume 1 and Volume 2. To Statesmen and Mischief Makers, and you can go to the Statesmen and Mischief Makers site to learn more. But stand by, we're going to run to the breaks real quick and we'll be right back. Okay, hang on there, Scott. It's great.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Donald Trump will be raising money for veterans tomorrow and skipping the Republican debate. Scott Pringle has reaction on the street.
This guy thinks Trump is being rude to skip the debate.
I mean, just because he doesn't like her doesn't mean they can't talk to each other. You got to talk to your enemy. If he doesn't talk to her, how is he going to talk to Putin?
But Joe says Megyn Kelly's been attacking Trump and that Donald should be able to do what he wants.
I don't blame him, really. You know, I thought the question she was asking him had nothing to do with the election.
Agree or disagree, the handful of folks I chatted with all say Trump will not be hurt in the polls by being a no-show.
Probably increase his rating.
Scott Pringle in New Jersey.
A Milwaukee man is facing federal charges for planning a mass shooting at a Masonic temple. Sammy Muhammad Hamzi is charged with possessing machine guns and a silencer. Federal authorities say he talked about the plan with two confidential informants, saying he hoped to kill 30 people. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged. At the end of a two-day meeting, the Fed has decided to leave short-term interest rates unchanged at a range of 0.25% to 0.5%. It's the Fed's first decision on rates since raising the federal funds rate by 0.25% on December 16th. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is calling today's private meeting with President Obama very constructive.
President and I discussed this morning a number of issues, foreign policy issues, domestic issues, occasionally a little bit of politics.
The Vermont senator said he's concerned about the trillion-dollar debt and other challenges, but noted how far the nation has come under Obama's leadership. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is asking for money to keep Flint residents from having to pay for tainted water. Snyder said today he's looking to get $3 million from the state budget to assist city residents who are still getting water bills. Flint water has shown dangerous levels of lead since officials started using the polluted Flint River as a water source last year to save money. This is USA Radio News.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
A Republican senator responds to a statement from Europe's Criminal Intelligence Agency about the threat from radical Islam. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
ISIS is not giving up.
That's Wisconsin senior senator Republican Ron Johnson. Europe's law enforcement agency saying ISIS is planning more special forces style attacks on that continent. And Johnson tells Fox News Europol is finally realizing the growing danger from Islamic terrorism.
Now, I've always said that the first line of defense to try and keep us safe and Europe safe is an effective intelligence gathering capability. That means sharing information.
Europol releasing a statement this week saying the terrorist organization's methods are continuing to evolve and that Syria is not always the place where ISIS plans its attacks. And it has reason to believe the organization has training camps throughout Europe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Teens using e-cigarettes may be more than twice as likely to start smoking the real thing compared to teens who never use any nicotine products. The latest study from Honolulu followed 2,300 students in Hawaii. The findings mirror another study released last August out of Los Angeles involving 2,500 students. The results confirm the fears of e-cigarettes critics who say the devices could be a gateway to tobacco use. And more Americans are buying new homes. The Commerce Department said today sales of new homes surged nearly 11% in December to an annualized rate of 544,000 units. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for listening in on Talented People. It's about 3:34 already on January 27th. Happy New Year, and here we are way into 2016 already because February is going to fly by. So our guest on the phone is Scott Crass, and he's the author of a couple books that we're featuring today, Statesmen and Mischief Makers, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Scott, are you there?
I certainly am.
Thanks again for listening through the break and hanging in with us, knowing how busy you are. Let's talk for a second a little bit about...
If I can't make time for you, I'm too busy.
Oh, my God. Well, I want everybody out there to know a little bit about you and about, you know, how much information you have, your, you know, history and political science and communications, where you're working now, and how you're available to speak to groups. Because I think a lot of people out there, not only are they interested in statesmen and mischief makers as far as reading the books, but they also want to know a little bit about how to get in touch with you and what you can offer to anyone out there listening to perhaps a group or even a book study or anything to do with politics and the election. You're so important.
Yeah, I mean, I love public speaking. I love combining eloquence with folksiness and tidbits. I like to say that my speaking style gives a little bit something for everybody. You know, and I can get down and talk to different groups. I can be mesmerizing. So that's something that really knows no boundaries. I just love every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's something that I've always been into.
Yes.
I always like to start my speeches with some sort of a tidbit, as I did my chapters as well, like just something that would set the mood and, you know, warm crowds up, so to speak.
Yeah. And the thing is, honestly, like you're located in the central, like I almost say like New Jersey central area, accessible pretty much anywhere, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. And so, you know, like you are, like you said, like you're an entertainer in a way, and that you have so much heart, though, for every person. So tell us another story from one of the stories in your books, because every time you tell one, you know, it's like these people just have offered so much. And so, you know, they do, you know, deserve to be reminded, and their stories need to be told.
Yeah, if I could focus on a couple of my historic quotes and tidbits, you know, that's how I opened each chapter, because there are, my book's not composed of just stories themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're composed of tidbits that wouldn't necessarily fit into a story, you know, a famous quote, a famous story that involves another historic figure. But when you talk about the humor, there are two quick anecdotes that I want to just tell you that I started off my chapters with. And one of them involves Bella Abzug. I think that is a household name.
Mm-hmm.
That's indicative of somebody being on the tip of people's tongues. They know all about her, but not necessarily what she's accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
She was a tenacious advocate for women's rights. You know, nothing, she'd stop at nothing to get it done, including fighting, of course, for the Equal Rights Amendment. And her chairperson of the Judiciary Committee was a fellow New Yorker, and just as far extreme. His name was Emanuel Seller. He was a Brooklynite, but he was in his 80s at the time, so he wasn't about to change. You know what they say, the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But he once rationaled not having the Equal Rights Amendment for the fact that women, if you can believe this, were not present at the Last Supper. So Bella Abzug's response, and this is typical Bella Abzug, was that, well, we might not have been at the Last Supper, but we sure as hell will be at the next one. In a nutshell, was Bella Abzug. Another one another one was even less off color, if you can believe that. A guy named Stephen Young, he was also on the right side of the issues for those who were liberal, but he could be curmudgeon, to put it mildly, and take no prisoners for those who disagreed with him. Well, one day he received a letter in the mail from a constituent who explained his position on the issue and told the senator that if he was free, he'd welcome the opportunity to, quote-unquote, have intercourse with him. So Senator Young wrote back to him. He explained the position on his issue, and he said, now, as far as your request to have intercourse, you, sir, can have intercourse with yourself. I thought that was one of the, I don't normally laugh out loud, but that was just something that I almost, were I driving, I'd literally have to pull over to the side of the road.
Oh, you and us both, I swear. Tell us more, like, those kinds of stories, because I just love them.
Well, I think Wayne Hayes typifies the mischief maker. He embodies the term mischief maker. One could look in a dictionary and find his name. He was the most powerful man on Capitol Hill, and that's not an exaggeration. He was the chair in the early 1970s of the Democratic Campaign Congressional Committee, which doles out campaign funds to vulnerable members. And he was also the chair of the House Administration Committee, which meant that he literally had to sign the checks of each of the employees. I'm not just talking about Congress people. I mean everybody from the telephone operators to the staffers on Capitol Hill. So few would be afraid of crossing him. And he used to once say, I'm a mean son of a bitch. He would keep no illusions about that. But his downfall came by hiring Elizabeth Ray. 30 years his junior.
So
Was very good looking. I don't remember whether she was some sort of a star, but she did pose for Playboy later on. She began working for him as a clerk, despite the fact that she would say to him, well, you know, I can't type, I can't file, I can't even answer the phone. But what she could do was make herself available to Wayne Hayes, at night, and that she certainly would do that. And she would often say, I'm on the oversight committee, but I call it the out-of-sight committee, because she'd only show up for 2 to 3 times a week, and that would be only to that wouldn't even be to perform a job. Although I guess you could call it a job because she was Wayne Hayes' mistress.
Oh my God!
And then when he finally remarried Wayne Hayes, she actually said to him, to use a technical term, "Do I have to still continue having sex with you?" And Wayne Hayes would say, "Well, if you behave yourself, we'll see."
He eventually
was reprimanded and was forced to resign as well.
Yeah, I bet. Well, what about, like,
relegated to serving on the school board of his hometown in Wheeling, West Virginia? But just to show how durable some of these people were and why they were enabled to rise to the top, even though they were such, they had so many shenanigans going on, was Wayne Hayes. He was really for the people. I mean, whenever somebody had a problem, he embodied the call your congressman person. He'd be there for them and he'd deliver. And people were truly grateful.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, to be honest with you, like, I know we had a conversation about this, too. It's like, you know, the general public and those are very forgiving, too. Like, tell about, like, what you've learned about how many really actually were able to regain the support after all of the things they've done.
There were a couple of them, who eventually things would go on and on. I mean, Wilbur Mills was reelected even when most of the story had come out, and even Wayne Hayes, to a point, came out. But Adam Clayton Powell, he certainly was the person who really, I think, would have people talking. Incidentally, he performed the wedding ceremony because he was a reverend of Nat King Cole and his bride. That's just another tidbit.
Really?
He would literally not even show up for work for an extended period of time, but he was a Labor Committee chair, and he'd get through, and he was also the first African-American chair, the first African-American councilman from New York City and congressman. But he was capable. He'd get through the agenda of the president, so they appreciated that. But many times he'd disappear just to an island, a Caribbean island, and wouldn't show up. He'd miss so many votes. He was in trouble a little bit back home, so he purposely returned to his district to preach to his congregation on a Sunday because the process server couldn't deliver on a Sunday. So that shows the creativity that went in. Finally, and he kept getting reelected, winning primary after primary, which in those days, of course, for a Democrat in New York was tantamount to winning a general election. Finally, he was done in 1970 by Charlie Rangel, who still holds the seat today, by a mere 170 votes. Because people really liked him. They liked his charisma. They just felt so bad about turning on somebody who really epitomized Brooklyn and who really changed the times. He was a tireless advocate for civil rights. So, you know, people felt bad about voting him out. And eventually they couldn't overlook it, but it was only by the narrowest margin.
Wow. Those just are just incredible stories. And again, thanks so much for putting them together in the books, you know, Statesmen and Mischief Makers. This is Scott Crass. He's calling in Central New Jersey today. This is Talented People. It's already time for our third break. It's 3:43 in the afternoon on January 27th. We hope you're enjoying listening. Thank you so much for listening in. And we're going to get our break, come right back, and have some final thoughts from Scott about where to go to get the book, how to get in touch with him again if you'd like him to speak to your group, and anything else that he might want to have on his mind to say. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And thanks again for listening in.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, this is Talented People, and we're talking to Scott Crass. He's the author of a series of books called Statesmen and Mischief Makers, and their office holders, at least volume one is, who were footnotes in the developments of history from Kennedy to Reagan. Scott, tell us a little bit more about the books, where someone could go to get them.
I would say Ex Libris is really the best place to get them online.
Mm-hmm.
You type in my name, Scott Crass, and the site's not the fastest in the world, but it'll eventually, within about 30 seconds or so, pull up both volumes of the book. It's available on both Kindle and hard copy, and you could simply order it, and it'll be delivered there fairly quickly, especially now that the holiday season is over. You get it fairly soon. So.
Absolutely. No, that's great. And so, again, tell us a little bit more about your favorite parts of the book project so far, about, you know, what this has meant to you to deliver these books out.
Well, it's funny. One person that you mentioned was when you said Kennedy to Reagan,
mm-hmm.
I think somebody who's emblematic of that period was Tip O'Neill, the House Speaker.
Of course.
The quintessential Irishman. He was very close friends with both Kennedys. I mean, he was from Massachusetts, of course. As a matter of fact, all three Kennedys. He liked John Kennedy very much. Bobby, he didn't think was particularly even-handed. You know, he thought Bobby just viewed him more as a local yokel. But Teddy, he was very fond of, especially his legislative abilities. But yet, Tip O'Neill's biggest fame might be his ability to work with Ronald Reagan, who was not only of the opposite party, but of the opposite philosophy.
Which is amazing.
They would absolutely go at it during the day and argue tooth and nail over policy. Tip O'Neill would often call Reagan Herbert Hoover with a smile, but O'Neill would often would also have a very adamant rule, and that's after 6 o'clock, regardless of how we fight during the day, we're going to be friends of mine. We're going to be friends again. And he would absolutely live by that. Now, that didn't stop him from feeling down a lot because Reagan would very much frustrate him, and the Republicans would do their best to caricature Tip O'Neill, who was very easy to caricature.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, Tip O'Neill's daughter, who I was very blessed to get in touch with, she actually did an accolade for me on the back of the book, but Rosemary O'Neill, once said to her father, Dad, you're being maligned left and right in the press by the other party. How do you get through it? And she turned to him and she said, your mother. She was his life's partner, and she would often ask him as he was leaving the door, now, Tip, do you believe in what you're doing? And he'd nod and say, yes, Mom. And she'd go, well, now go to it. That would motivate him. He was one of the most lovable, avuncular people that I wrote about.
And I want to read the testimonial that he wrote. Actually, it's his daughter, right, that wrote this for you. Scott Crass has been able to retell the stories of the famous as well as those little-known legislators who made a real difference in people's lives. He deserves high credit for enlightening a new generation about the politics of the 60s and 70s. Dad would have enjoyed the book. Rosemary O'Neill, daughter of former House Speaker Tip O'Neill.
And can I just say, Rosemary, I think, is every parent's dream child as far as legacy. She, aside from the fact that she was devoted to her parents, she still travels to Ireland at least once a year to take part in the Tip O'Neill Foundation, and she does a lot to preserve his legacy back here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very generous person, Rosemary.
Wow. Well, these people and all...
Gave little old me her time. You know, she must have so many interview requests about her dad.
And yeah.
She made time for me.
Well, she should have. I mean, honestly, it's what you're doing to preserve the history and getting their side of the story, getting clarification, like you said, making, you know, that you called it amplifying, which I love the way that you described that, because it means like that you can take the story, but there's room for it to grow when you talk to the family to figure out exactly what the details are. Correct?
Always room to grow. Always. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's
That's
next?
How I have discipline, knowing when to stop. So I just didn't. I kept going.
That's just something that happens to you as an author. Like, again, you've got so much information. I think of you as like a filing cabinet. I love your personality. I love your consideration. Again, I couldn't even ever tell you how much I think that what you do is so, it's just going to be growing and growing as people get to know you. So it's our pleasure to introduce you to them. And what is next on your plan, your mind?
Well, finishing volume three, naturally, but professionally, I think pursuing a teaching endeavor, primarily college, but I would just love to create a course out of this and maybe intertwine it with other historical events of the late 20th century. As a matter of fact, I'm brushing up on my World War II history now, which I'm pretty much familiar with, but just trying to, you know, reinvigorate myself with some of the battles, because I think it would be ideal for me to combine a course with the whole 20th century history, because that's really my passion and my specialty.
And that is something that should happen. I mean, it makes total sense. And anybody, if it's a listener right now on the radio, if it's someone in attendance at an event, a book signing, or students, you got the whole package. I mean, you make people laugh. You're so cute. And you've got such information. I just can picture your little five-year-old out there going for all the information that you can and bringing it to us. And thank you for doing that again.
Thank you so much.
All right, so is there anything else you want to tell everybody, or do you want to tell anyone what they should think of if they're thinking of writing a book?
Well, just think that past is prologue, and, you know, many things... if they're writing a book, avoid it at all costs.
No,
But, you know, I mean, it has its challenges, but I think the picture is really, for me, what made the extra effort in. But, I mean, it's a lot of work, but, I mean, I can't tell you how rewarding it feels just being on this line with you. I mean, it's just so rewarding just to meet people, say, I read your book. And, you know, to open, a bunch of my books came in the mail, and to open it and see the side of it saying Crass, I'm thinking, I did that. I nursed it from its inception, and that's just an exhilarating feeling that... and I'm not even just talking about writing. I mean, for whatever you do professionally, anybody that can see their own name anybody that can see their own name would just say to themselves, I've accomplished this by myself. And that is just a wonderful feeling. And I encourage everybody to just don't stop believing.
Yeah, don't stop believing. Good point to end on. And also, you know, one thing before we go, because you have about 1 minute left, because I know you got to go. But tell everybody about the photographs, just because... You have to take a look at the book cover. It's they're volume one and volume two covers, and volume three as well. They're just gorgeous. He put so much time into the layouts, the content, and everything else. But talk about the photos for a second. It's amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to have a mixture. I wanted to have a colorful photo, a bunch of colorful photos, not just a group of people, mm-hmm. particularly not just all white men, all middle-aged men on a cover. So I was able to get a couple of campaign buttons to put on there. I wanted a couple people that weren't in regular poses that were doing something extraordinary. One of my subjects vetoed the picture because it showed his father eating cake, so he told me to put a more conventional photo of his dad. Incidentally, I spent more time with this person, Senator Gale McGee of Wyoming, his son, than just about any of my subjects, and it was a pleasure working with him. But I really wanted to make it colorful. You see, of Adam Clayton Powell, who we were talking about before, mm-hmm. there's a calendar that he distributed there, campaign buttons, even a couple people that were on stamps, such as Barbara Jordan, the great Barbara Jordan, and then a couple of contemporary neutral photos as well. And that's really what I want people to see, just so they'd remember the cover, and that would make them all more tempted to read it.
Wow. Well, we just want to congratulate you on Volume 1 and Volume 2. And know that Volume 3 is on the way. And also just
thank
let you
so
know,
much.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. And if you're out there listening, again, you've been enlightened on Statesmen and Mischief Makers, which is Volume 1 and Volume 2 books available by Scott Crass. That's Crass. If you need more information, if you want him to speak to your group, if you have a class that you'd like him to be involved with or anything like that, just get in touch with us. You can go directly to statesmenandmischiefmakers.com, or you can get in touch with Colleen or I, Jeannie Murphy, at Jeannie Murphy PR. here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we thank Hunterdon Chamber, and we thank you for listening. Scott, have a great day and nice afternoon.
Have a wonderful day,
Jeannie. Yes, thank you. And we look forward to having you back on the show again and giving updates. Again, you can look him up anywhere on the internet and find out more about him, but you'll want to. So take a minute and do that.
I'd love to do it.
All right, you take care, Scott.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, thanks for being on the show. He is absolutely adorable, okay? Like, I know that we bring talented people to you every week, so there's no doubt about that. But just the story, the way he tells his stories, the way he shares things, like when he was 5 years old, you know, you just got to love it. So that's Scott. He's one of our clients. He's got the book out there. Again, volume one and two, there's two of them, Statesmen and Mischief Makers. And I'm asking actually you guys to do me a favor, if you have a second. We want to hear from you about your interest in this. It's election year. There's so much going on. It's Statesmen and Mischief Makers. I swear to you, if you look it up, there's 900 pages. So typical book that you pick up for about $14.99, which his book is only $23.99, which is amazing for the amount of information you're going to get, is maybe 200 pages. So you're talking about six times that amount. And also just the stories and the way that he calls out the funniest things. And you're learning. It's like, you had no idea what these special features were about all these people that did so much, regardless if they ended up being a little bit on the mischief maker list. Because he says, you know, hey, just because they're mischief maker doesn't mean it was necessarily a scandal. They didn't necessarily get thrown in jail, but they created a mess for themselves. And it kind of makes me laugh because you just don't think about that, you know, especially again through the period of history, which was between Kennedy and Reagan. It's fascinating. And just the amount of knowledge and all of going back and, you know, reading obituaries to find the family, interviewing the family, making them cry because he brings information to them on stories that he had authenticated. They didn't even know existed. So anyway, that's my encouragement, my take or whatever you want to walk away with today on Scott Crass. But just someone to know. Read the books. Central, he's like South Brunswick area resident. So he's available and it's precious. So keep that in mind. I wanted to let you know again about our conversation that's coming up on Talented People number two, Parenting Matters, at 4 o'clock today, just 3 minutes away. Our guest, his name is Todd Pewtersbrough. Yes, I think. Anyway, he's with a property adjustment company. So since we just finished up a blizzard, if you have someone in your world that has had some mishap from the blizzard or otherwise, you're going to want to listen to this because most times people pick up the phone, they call their insurance company and they give them all the information. And guess what? That's probably the worst thing you could do. It's better off to listen to what he has to say. He's a property adjuster. I've worked with his company many times over the last, you know, 40 years with my family and so on. And I just want you to hear about it because I said to him, you know, it's really interesting. Nobody knows what you do. Like when I talk to people about me calling you, they say, why? You know? And he said, it's kind of funny. He's like, the older people, you know, are getting older and, you know, they're getting rid of their houses and the young ones can't afford houses. So it's the middle group, those that are like 25 to 55 that own homes that don't even understand that this service is available that will flip you out. Okay. So it's 3:58, January 27th. We're going to go to a quick break, news and weather, and then I'm going to have our guest on. And I'm expecting that this is going to be about a half an hour long. And when he's done, I'm probably going to put a rewind on so you can listen to actually a Talented People television show, Rewind, with Chris Phelan, who is the president of the Hunterdon Chamber Radio and the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. And so if you have never heard directly from him, probably going to save a little bit of video footage for that. So thanks again for listening. Hope you're staying with us through the next hour, and we'll be right back after the short break and commercials.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Donald Trump will be raising money for veterans tomorrow and skipping the Republican debate. Scott Pringle has reaction on the street.
This guy thinks Trump is being rude to skip the debate.
I mean, just because he doesn't like her doesn't mean they can't talk to each other. You got to talk to your enemy. If he doesn't talk to her, how is he going to talk to Putin?
But Joe says Megyn Kelly's been attacking Trump and that Donald should be able to do what he wants.
I don't blame him, really. You know, I thought the question she was asking him had nothing to do with the election.
Agree or disagree, the handful of folks I chatted with all say Trump will not be heard in the polls by being a no-show.
Probably increases ratings.
Scott Pringle in New Jersey.
A Milwaukee man is facing federal charges for planning a mass shooting at a Masonic temple. Sammy Muhammad Hamzi is charged with possessing machine guns and a silencer. Federal authorities say he talked about the plan with two confidential informants, saying he hoped to kill 30 people. This is USA Radio News.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones.